I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. You know, we do a little thing around here called Feel Good Fridays.
Okay.
Tell me something that made you smile this week.
I just had my release party, actually.
Very cool. That's
so
exciting.
I think the whole thing just made me smile. All my family just put in an effort to support me and celebrate the EP release.
Very cool. And how exciting is that for you?
Oh, it's been a process in the last couple of years.
That's so a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And now that it's, you know, it's out there, it's such a great feeling.
So when did the work start?
It started
during COVID?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how incredibly tough that was.
That was incredibly tough. I actually flew over to Toronto with my producer Sean Moore, and that was during a lot of those restrictions. So we had to push back months at a time, and then finally I was able to go, and it was just challenging, but we got it done, and yeah, it was just happened the way it was supposed to.
It's like having a baby over the course of 2 or 3 years, right?
Yes.
Like you're ready to have it, but you can't. And then finally when that day arrives, you're like, oh, I can let this thing go now.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, but yeah, it was a process. It was a bit of a challenge, but we made it happen. And I think it was quite a success for my first EP.
Reading on your website here, beautiful website, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Pictures are fantastic. But you started at the age of 8?
Yeah, I mean, I've probably been singing since I could talk, but I started writing my own songs and little poems around 8 years old.
I was still wetting the bed, I think, at age 8. And you're writing songs. No kidding. Who were some of your inspirations?
I'd say my family first were my inspirations.
I love that.
Coming from a big Métis family, my grandpa plays the fiddle. My auntie is a country singer. My cousins. So that was my first, like, people I looked up to. And then, I mean, secondary to that, definitely like artists like Miranda Lambert, Sarah Evans, The Chicks, Faith Hill, Travis Tritt.
Love that. So were you guys doing guitar pulls on a Saturday night around the fire, and they'd be like, Ashley, you got to sing some songs for us.
Oh, we're singing every day.
I love that. Growing up in that kind of house had to be pretty darn special.
Oh, it was very special. I really hold that close to me, and I know not everyone gets to experience that, but it's definitely our way of connecting with one another is just singing. And I think all of my cousins could at least play 3 chords on the guitar. Grandpa taught us all, so.
And that's all you really need to know these days, isn't it?
Oh, just yeah, a few chords. 3 chords and the truth, right?
3 chords and the truth. I like that. Well, let's talk about Future Me. I just took a listen to it. What a fantastic song, and I love that it's kind of a letter to your younger self.
Yeah, thank you. So I read a lot of poetry, so this song kind of came from a poem that I wrote a few years back called Old Me. And this poem is just really feeling ashamed of my flaws or my mistakes I've made. And when I found this poem, I was in such a different mindset. I took it and I just changed all the words to positive words. So instead of Old Me, it was Future Me. And when I finished the song, I was actually on a camping trip with my dad, and it was just probably the best week ever. And I wrote it from such a good place, good energy, and I just surrendered to everything. And I was like, I'm just going to make choices that will affect my future me in a good way.
We can be so tough on ourselves when we're kids too,
oh,
hey?
Totally, yes.
Like, I mean, it's just whether it be school or family life, and you wonder if things are going to get better. And then look at you now. You're sitting right here in front of me, living the dream.
Oh, yeah.
Well, very cool. Let's talk about, I'm guessing you have a very busy summer coming up. You got some shows
very
going.
Very busy, yeah.
Let's talk about it. Where are you going to be?
Oh, I'm going to be doing lots of shows around Calgary area and actually up in Edmonton. I actually got on K-Days for the Indigenous Experience. I
have excellent.
2 slots there. And also in Stony Plain for National Indigenous Peoples Day. I'll be headlining a full band show there.
Good for you.
Thank you.
What's it like to get in front of people again?
Oh, it's so incredible. I live for just performing live to people, and just visiting different communities and seeing new faces and making those connections in person. Like, we live in such a social media world now that sometimes it could, you know, get jaded from that. And I definitely find that I got to have that connection with people in person.
Does it bother you as a little bit as an artist when you see phones up during the show? Or because I'm with you. The phones drive me crazy, and I'm on my phone all the time. You get that little reminder on how much you use your phone through the week, and I'm like, oh my God, I got to put this thing down. But I just wish people would enjoy the moment rather than worry about recording the moment.
Yeah, I definitely am aware of, like, you know, how society is now, and you know what, maybe they want to watch that video for later or send it to a loved one. So I just try to, you know, always look at it in a positive way.
Good for you.
And you do see those people out there in the crowd just smiling, no phone, and that's cool to see.
It's almost old school.
It is old school, yeah.
Well, do you want to sing us the new single, Future
Me?
Yeah,
let's do it. I have my friend Ty Lazotte actually here. He's going to play guitar for
me. Excellent. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
girl, hear me out. Life gets hard, but don't look down. 5 years by, it won't matter. Little girl, hear me out. In high school heartache, the world is ending. That boy can't figure it out. Mama, why? Little girl, hear me out. I want the future me. Forget the past, I wanna run free. I want the journey I wanna see. I want the future me. Years gone by, here I am. Loving and living, it all makes sense. Still standing tall, little girl, hear me out. Now I want the future me. Forget the past, I wanna run free. Want the journey I wanna see. I want the future me. The future me, yeah. Future me, she don't run. She stands and takes it as they come. Got a head on her shoulders. Little girl, hear me out. I want the future me. Forget the past, I wanna run free. Want the journey I wanna see. I want the future me. The future me.
Wow. Nicely done. That is fantastic. Well, check her out online, AshleyGhostKeeperMusic.com. Thank you so much for coming by the Wind Speaker Radio Network.
Thank you so much for having me.